Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up... Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan. You gotta keep them
separated. So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me on track here, baby.
This is Wine and Russell's for everything.
And this is Disgruntled Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net. Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR. I'm your co-host number two. With me, I have Chapstick. I have our special guest, and I have our very good friend PTS Doll. What's up, guys?
Hey, you know, PTS Dog is recording us.
Yeah,
he's not. In this, I think he left the computer.
Oh.
It's all right, number two. That's why you're number two. Well, I'm Chappie.
I'm number two.
And I'm the special guest. I'm not going to tell anybody my name. I'm just a special guest. Okay. No, I'm Kelly.
Yes, guys, we have an awesome... We have an awesome guest tonight, Kelly Pippen. He's very cool. Before we get into talking about who Kelly Pippen is, and since he has an awesome name, let's start the night off right. What are you drinking, number two?
Oh, God. So,
what do I hear?
I decided that it was a good idea to go out last night, and
sorry, guys. Go ahead.
I decided that it was a good idea to go out last night and drink my weight in alcohol. So
wow.
Tonight, I didn't do too well last night. I have the Trader Joe's Finest Honey Crisp Apple Cider. It's leftover from Thanksgiving, and I think it's a little fermented. But it's good. Yeah. I think I might put some vodka in it, to be honest.
Kelly, let me guess what you're drinking tonight.
What am I drinking tonight, Chappie?
Sweet tea.
Probably, yeah. You got it. That's my vice.
I swear, every time I go over to Kelly's house, he's like, do you want some sweet tea? And there's just, like, sweet tea everywhere.
Dude, it's so good, though.
Well,
you can do anything with sweet tea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from the South. You gotta have sweet tea in the house. It's a cardinal sin if you don't have sweet tea in the refrigerator.
It's like the when you walk into like the Catholic Church and you take the holy water and bless yourself. Like, that's what the Southern has to say. They dip their finger in the sweet tea.
Well, you know, sweet tea is pretty versatile. You can actually put, you know, alcohol in the sweet tea, or you can just drink the sweet tea. But I typically just drink the sweet tea. But
what alcohol goes best with sweet tea?
Gosh, you know,
moonshine for all my Southern listeners.
Well, I mean, you know, if you got some Everclear, which doesn't have much of a taste to it, you put it in your sweet tea, that usually works out pretty well. Not the next day, but vodka's all right. Never tequila.
Yeah, God, no. That'd be disgusting.
Yeah. You could use a little bit of spiced rum in the tea. That's usually pretty good. But usually I like spiced rum and hot tea. So. But yeah, there's several different ways you can do that.
So here's the big question. Do you brew your own sweet tea or do you buy it?
I brew my own. Nobody out there makes it to work. I mean, the closest thing I don't know. I've bought some sweet tea before. I never like it. It's always, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta make it yourself. We'll make it ourselves in my house, but we're from the north, so we probably fucked it up.
Okay. Yeah, unless it's like syrup, you're probably doing it wrong.
Yeah, we do the, we use like that simple syrup stuff. But
see, you're not, yeah, pure sugar. You gotta use just pure sugar, that's it.
Okay, yeah, we just boil it in hot water and then mix it with tea.
I usually just buy it.
Yeah, you making things just isn't a good idea.
We'll see, Chappie, one of these days we're going to have to sit you down and teach you how to make the right sweet tea and you'll never go buy it again.
Oh, that sounds delicious. And I think Al will be really happy. Well,
cool.
Tonight I am drinking some coffee with some Woodford whiskey in it. It's quite delicious.
Is that considered like, because they have the Irish coffee, what would that be considered? Like the redneck coffee, or?
Is Woodford redneck?
No, I think it's just a bourbon.
No, it's whiskey. It's Woodford Reserve. It tastes good. I would compare it to a better version of Jack Daniels.
So look, guys, it's the holidays, so you need hot chocolate, a peppermint stick, and Kahlua.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's what you need.
I invited one of my friends over today, and I was like, hey, before you come over, can you pick up Kahlua? He's like, yeah, and he gets here. I'm like, so where's the Kahlua? And he's like, what do you mean? You didn't ask me for Kahlua. I'm like, you fucking said you would bring it over.
That's what I did. Chappie, I told you about it, but for Kelly, I did that last week, right before we got our annual picture with Santa. And we were sitting there just shit-faced with Santa Claus, and it was awesome. Like, definitely one of the top experiences of my life.
So, who smelt like more alcohol, you or Santa?
I think Santa, but, like, I definitely got a contact drunk from him. Better than a mall Santa drinking, right? I invited him to drink with us after his shift, but he said that's frowned upon.
He probably smelled like every guy I ever knew at PT on Monday morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday.
I just can't do it. I can't do it anymore. I can't drink before PT.
I just don't PT anymore. That's my secret.
There you go. Me either. But I also don't drink that much, so.
Oh, yeah, I drink way too much. Like, I'm telling you, like, the amount of alcohol in my system last night, and because I was in New York City, and they don't have the bars close there around like 4, so we left the bar around 3, and I'm like, dude, I can't do this. I was like, I don't know how I got home. I like back to the hotel. I have no clue what happened. Like it was just one of those things. But the miracle is, I woke up today with zero hangover. I have no clue why.
That's probably because your body's made of alcohol.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, well, like, I had a glass of water and my body just fucking turned into vodka anyway.
Well, I'm telling you guys, I have drank, you know, a lot, several times, and the only thing that gives me a hangover is if I mix tequila with anything I'm drinking.
See, that's what I thought too. Like, I was like, oh, maybe if I just stick to one... I always say this. I'm always like, oh, I'll just stick to one type of alcohol tonight, and that's it. And then all of a sudden, there's five different shots in front of me, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
See, I make it a rule. I tell everybody before the night starts, no tequila. If you want to see me sick, give me tequila. If you don't want to see me sick and have a good time, let's not do that.
That's like, so. Everyone can't do tequila. I love tequila.
So, Al, I drink Jack and Ginger's. And one night she was like, I really want ginger ale, but I don't want whiskey. So she gets a tequila ginger, and I don't know how she drinks them.
I tried it. When we all went out drinking together, I tried that. And that was the most upsetting combination of alcohol I've ever had. That was just weird.
Well, haven't you guys ever seen The Comedian? The Stomach's the Bouncer. Have you never seen that? I'm going to have to send it to you.
By Jim Brewer. Yeah.
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 He's like, beer comes in, then you let a little whiskey in, you know, and then tequila sneaks 20 of its friends in, and then you're sick.
Every time.
Well, since we've been talking to Kelly so long, hey, Kelly, why don't you just give us a brief rundown of who you are and what you're involved with?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really anybody, but no. My name's Kelly Pippen. I have a band here in Colorado Springs called Something Like Yesterday. We do a lot of vet charity stuff and things like that. I'm also involved with Vet Rest, Military Veterans Radio, Heroes, Scholarship, and, of course, I'm also a member of Disgruntled. So, yeah, I mean, I got my hands in a lot of things. I also work for Reach Youth and Families here in Colorado Springs, which is I'm on the IOG board for those guys, something that I'm kind of passionate about. So I do a lot of stuff. And we just wrote a charity song for the victims of Vegas, and it's out now. So, yeah, wow. I mean, so we been busy.
The way I met Kelly was we were kind of set up in an event out here last November, I want to say. And right. At this point, I was working with Deacon Taylor, and he's trying to get me involved with a lot of the local veteran guys that are just really connected. And he brings Kelly to, I think we met somewhere.
Yeah, we met at Tilted Kilt on the north end of Colorado Springs.
Yeah. So we meet there, and it's the first time I ever meet Kelly. And he's like a built dude, pretty big, with a beard, and I'm this little, like, ginger kid, and he's got this super thick, like, southern accent. And I'm like, there's no way this guy's going to talk to me. Because Deacon's also this big dude with a big beard, and I'm like, I'm still clean shaven and, like, military hairstyle. He's like, this guy's never going to talk to me. And here's a year later, still friends with Kelly Pippen.
Don't let the hair fool you. I'm just a big teddy bear. That's all. So
that's the part that sucks. Like, cause I'm I look like I'm 12 years old, and people look at me like they don't think I'm a vet. They're like, who the hell is this guy? And like, I wish I fit like the veteran framework of what a vet looks like, because I'm definitely not that guy.
Well, no. I mean, people stereotype things because, you know, back in the day, all the artwork and everything that went along with like World War II going into all this other stuff, you know, you saw these big gruff guys. So when people think of, you know, like Marines or Army, stuff like that, they think of these big gruff dudes. And then when you think of Air Force, you think of these, you know, nose up kind of people. You know, there's different stereotypes for different services. And Navy, I don't know. I'm not getting into that one. You know, it's a thing, but I mean, veterans are all different shapes, sizes, and aptitudes and all that good kind of stuff. So like when I met Chappie, you know, I thought he was like 12. So, but, I'm like, this guy's in the Army? What the heck? but,
the thing with like Chappie and I is like, we're little dudes. Like, we're not these enormously jacked dudes. So like, you always think like, oh yeah, you know, you gotta pick up your boy and slug him all shoulder and, you know, carry him, you know, a mile down the road. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm a mechanized vet. Like, I just throw people in my truck and go. Like,
yeah. Well, you know,
the
funny
thing is, the Army did this to me. I weighed 135 pounds when I went into the military. I weighed 175 when I walked out of basic.
Wow. I only gained 11 pounds when I got through basic. I only gained 11 more pounds. I barely grew. I was on like the you're eating everything that you can see diet. And,
yeah, I think I gained 20 on deployment. I came home like 160. And then I started drinking alcohol again and lost it all.
How do you do that? Because like if I drink alcohol, I gain weight.
Oh, no. I drink alcohol and I lose it.
That's usually because we drink alcohol and we're running all over the fucking town.
Yeah.
Like, we're not the type of drinkers that, like, when we drink, like, we just hang out and just mellow out. No, we get crazy with running up and down the fucking, like, we need an adult to supervise us.
Well, so back in college.
You're the ones the MPs pick up on the weekend, then.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, but if they're not actually picking us up, it's because we're probably dragging someone else that's more fucked up than we are.
Yeah.
And we're convinced the MPs were the sober ones, and we're helping a dude out.
This sounds like it's happened to us quite a few times. Like, I can think of things like this several times. Like, even with local PD, we're like, oh no, dude, we're just helping this guy out.
Remember John? And we helped him with the Red Bull. So backstory.
We're
drinking at our old college, and this cop pulls up, and somehow we thought it was a good idea to start talking to him. And then he sees a Red Bull machine that was put out on the curb, and we helped him get it into his car. And hey, the entire time, we're pretty drunk.
Like, you helped a cop put a Red Bull machine in his car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a great time.
Wow.
At first, he rolled up, and he was, like, pissed at us. He thought, I guess, we stole it or we broke it or something. And you're like, nah, dude, like, we just happen to be standing next to this. Do you want it? And he's like, fuck yeah, I want it.
Well, what I kind of wanted to go back on is how we look like we're younger than we are, and people question us if we're veterans or not. And it's kind of like this. If you look at the veteran community, like, look at every Facebook page. They all have beards. They're all jacked. And we're kind of small with no beards.
Yeah, I can't physically grow a beard. Like, it just doesn't work my genetics, well, I guess.
I'm telling you guys, lay off the alcohol and eat a lot of chicken.
Chicken. All right, Disgruntled Nation, you heard it. If you can't grow a beard, don't drink and eat chicken.
Yes. Sorry, I'm still out of practice, so I've got guys chiming in, so it's all cool. recording.
Kelly, why don't you tell us, like, a little bit more about your band that you're in?
Well, so something like yesterday, I formed it more of a way to deal with things than to be anything else. It was more for my benefit at the beginning. And more for my drummer at the time, Tom, his benefit. He suffers from PTSD and stuff like that. So it got him out and about and got him out of the house. And, you know, we'd go play gigs and he would hang out longer and, you know, visit with people and just kind of be a normal human being again. And then it kind of took off probably about 3-4 years ago. We started playing around town. People loved us, so we just kept doing it and kept doing it. And then we started doing the USO tours every summer, and then we started doing things like the veteran show down here that they had, and then Chappie, you invited us up to do you guys' thing last December, and it's just been a thing from there. And I always write music, and people give me a hard time. I don't cuss in it. I mean, I cuss in real life, but I don't cuss in my music because I have a rule. My kids can't listen to it, and my mother couldn't listen to it, then I'm not going to play it on stage. So we try to keep things pretty even-keeled, and we just try to do good things for our community and, you know, just try to put the band out there. That's kind of cool. What it's about. So.
That's cool. So do you play the triangle or the tambourine?
Actually, I play rhythm guitar, and I'm the lead singer and the writer.
Ah, okay, nice.
So, yeah, that's where I fall into that group. So, but I got Steve now on drums, and I've got Devin on lead guitar, and I've got Brandon on bass. And we're actually Tuesday at 6:30 in the morning going over to Mountain Country here. They're going to try to set a new world record for the Habitat for Humanity Fund. So the Guinness Book of World Records will be there. Fox 21 will be there. As many live performances as an hour on a radio show ever done. So
that's cool.
We're trying to do that and hook it up for the Habitat for Humanity guys. So.
Now, you said something about a song for the victims of Vegas.
Yes. I wrote a song the weekend after it happened, and and within 3 days we had it recorded, sent for copyright, and released to the public. And we're getting ready to release an actual video for the song. But all the profits from that are going to the Vegas victims. So whatever they need, we're going to just, whatever money that song makes is going to go to them. And, the song's called Dry Your Eyes, Love Is There. And it's on 250 different platforms. You can find it on Pandora. You can buy it on iTunes and Amazon, and just about anywhere you want to get it, you can find it. So
that's really cool. Say the name of it one more time, please.
The name of the song is Dry Your Eyes, Love Is There.
Cool.
It's actually not bad, too. Pretty good song.
We're not going to bring him up on a show and say his music sucks. Like,
Chappie would do it. If anybody would do it, Chappie would do it. But Chappie likes our band. Chappie's seen our band a couple times now, so
yeah.
If he said it, he'd be lying. So.
Actually, the Veterans Day meetup, after we were there, we went to go see Kelly's band play with a few of the people that were stragglers. And we got pretty drunk there, not going to lie. But one of my buddies who I just came back from Germany with, we got him to finally dance some line dance because he's from Tech. Actually, you guys know him, Jack from the Disgruntled Soldier. We got him line dancing with a whole bunch of girls for like the last song. That was pretty cool.
It was cool.
I don't think I ever want to see him dance.
No.
Wait. So wasn't he the same one that we got to get a girl to kiss him that night?
Oh yeah. So backstory on that is found out like the next day later because he got her number and he was texting her.
Uh huh.
She's 18.
How old's he?
He's 25.
Whatever.
You know. I mean, it's not illegal, so we're good to go.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of where I was, you know. He's only 25, good grief. It's not like he's 55 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? It's like, what is that rule for if you can date the chick? It's half of your age times something plus something or whatever it is?
I don't know. I'm not old yet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something like
that. Yes, Jackie. Not old yet either.
Not old. Weren't you in like the Revolutionary War or something?
No, not the Revolutionary War.
Civil War, that's right.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe the Spanish-American War, I'm not sure.
They're all blur nowadays.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what'd you do in the military?
Well, my primary job in the military, I was a mechanic. So.
Yeah, fix my shit.
Don't break it.
Oh, no, we're engineers. We break it. We break it a lot.
Break. I was stationed with 52nd Engineer Battalion Combat Heavy in Fort Carson there, so I know what you guys do to things. If it can be broke, you will break it. If it can be broke, you're still going to break it.
Yep. So, funny story about breaking stuff. We're borrowing a dozer from a different company, and apparently no one told us, but the gas light was broken, so it didn't tell you when you were low on fuel. And my squad leader jumped in. We're building tank ditches, and she's about to go up onto the hill. Like, so the dozer's pointing pretty much straight up. And I guess whatever diesel was still left in it went all the way back and it shut off. And we didn't have any diesel to start it up again.
Okay, an engineer company without a fueler?
Come on. This is, I don't want to say what unit it is, but yes. Yes, that's exactly what I said.
That's funny. That's funny. Right.
My unit has a fueler, but we don't have a fuel truck. So he just kind of stands there and just watches us operate. And we were like, hey, dude, why don't you jump on in? We'll teach you how to do some stuff. He sat down in the seat of the iHemi, which is like a backhoe. He was probably in the seat for about 2-3 minutes before he kicked him out. We're like, yeah, you need to stop. We're taking over again.
Well, guys, it's coming up on that time. And you guys have been listening to Disgruntled Discussions. on WDVR. We'll be right back with a short and yeah, we'll talk to Kelly Pippen a little bit more.
The holiday season isn't always about physical gifts. Sometimes it is more than that. So during this holiday season, give to dvfarm.org. The DV Farm in Gilsum, New Hampshire is dedicated to helping addicted and homeless veterans get their lives back on track. Help them and let them know that they have a purpose and they are not alone. They watched your six when they volunteered. Now you can watch their six. Give to dvfarm.org today.
MyDBStore.com. Then we'll begin with item 69776. Can I get stickers?
Nope.
I got a deal for your country decal. Deal for your country decal. Who will hear a t-shirt? Anyone with a t-shirt?
Nope.
Let me get a picnic. Got a crazy bastard t-shirt.
Nope.
Now I got a mug. DB mugs. I got mugs. Let me hear DB Farm Coin with DB Coins. DB Farm Coins with DB Coins. Gone once. Gone twice. Sold to MyDBStore.com.
Let's get it on.
We got some fresh beef for you.
The music.
Let's go!
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
Welcome back. This is Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR. Holy shit, I said that right.
Yeah, you're good at that.
And,
yeah, that was good.
This is Disgruntled Discussions by Disgruntled Vets. We have tonight number two, our least favorite guest. Or co-host, and yep. We have our nicely bearded, friendly guest of Kelly Pippen. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing all right.
I just like that name. That is such a fun name to say.
Why does everybody does that? Like, I tell them what my name is, and they're like, oh, what's your last name? And I say Pippen, and I always say like the Hobbit, not the basketball player, because everybody wants to put an E in it. So, But everybody, all the people I've met, the guys do it to me. Hey, Kelly Pippen. You know, everybody wants to, I'm going to rename the band. I'm just going to call it Kelly Pippen and something like it.
Oh my goodness. Say that again, number two.
What's that?
Say that again.
Kelly Pippen and the Pippenites?
Sure, why not?
It's like Dunder Mifflin. So much fun to say.
Well, it's Irish and English all in one word, so you know.
There's just like some names that like you can't just say the first name; you have to say the last name with it. That you have one of those names.
Nice. Well, I'm glad. It makes me unique. Makes me very unique. There we go.
See, I was gonna say our names, but then I forgot we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, we're not.
You're not. You're not.
We get yelled at when we break our own rules.
Yeah. And usually neither one of us are the ones that are yelling at each other. It's usually someone else that yells at us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really good at setting rules and then breaking them ourselves.
Nice.
We really do need like an adult or something to watch us.
Well, I can keep in line this time, but you know, you're just kind of out of luck for the rest of it.
So, Kelly, besides your band, I know that you're involved, you're like in everything in the Colorado Springs area. What are some of the organizations you're with and what are you doing?
So I started working with Vet Rest with Colonel Cady and General York. It's been probably a year ago now, I guess, when, I got involved kind of in that, roughly after we did the show with you guys. And then, I also just recently, as of October, got involved with Heroes Scholarship. And those two organizations, VetRest, they have property here in Colorado and they're kind of branching out all over the nation. It's a place for veterans to be, to get counseling, families to go to help with PTSD, things like that. And you know, they house as many veterans as they can and they've bought up some more property. They're trying to get that situated so that they can build some houses and some tiny homes for homeless vets and things like that. So we're pushing to do that. And then, with Heroes, Alexandra formed Heroes after she lost her fiance in Afghanistan. to a friendly fire accident. And the reason she formed Heroes was she was kind of left out. You know, they were supposed to be married when he got back. She was supposed to go into college and do what she was going to do. And the problem was, is that, you know, she lost him. So that kind of put a kink in all of her plans and just really messed things up. So she decided, since there really is no benefit for being attached to somebody in the military unless you're married to them, then she decided to form Hero Scholarship to help young ladies and men that lose their significant other before they're married in the military. And they're trying to give out $5,000 scholarships to people that want to go back to school, Gold Star families and girlfriends, boyfriends, and fiancés for, you know, lost soldiers. So I got involved with that after hearing her story, and they've been trying to help them. And then I also am involved with just, I don't know, there's, gosh. I'm also involved with Reach Youth and Families, which is an initiative here in Colorado to bring together Department of Human Services and Child Welfare, mental health, and Medicaid, and a bunch of other stuff to try to bring that all under one roof so that we can better serve families in the Colorado Springs and El Paso County area. And I volunteer for that, and I'm part of the IOG board. And we're basically a guiding force in what happens to these kids. Instead of just letting them hit the streets or juvenile hall or whatever, we're trying to help those people and their families get to stay together. That's kind of where I'm at and what I do. And then, of course, I host a radio show called Veterans Forum on Military Veterans Radio every Saturday. We just talk about whatever strikes our fancy at the time and try to talk about veteran issues and just reintegration back into society and different things like that. So, yep, I do that stuff all the time. That's pretty much that and work.
takes 99% of your life.
Pretty much. That and raising kids and working. So it's a lot of fun.
You said you have a kid that's joining the military, right?
Yeah, my oldest son, Brandon, is going to be going to the Air Force on the 15th of this month. So
that should be fun. at least he has a basis of what to do, what not to do.
And well, he joined the right branch.
Well, his mom was an officer and I was an NCO, so, I mean, you know, half a dozen, one six the other. He could have picked whatever he wanted to do. I didn't care, but he chose to go in the Air Force, which is cool. So I'll tease him about it till the day I die, probably, but it's all good.
As long as he never outranks you.
I don't care. He will never outrank his father.
not only are you his dad, you also got a DD-214, so.
So, you know, you get out, rank doesn't really much matter anymore. So, nope.
If I ever have a kid and the kid wants to join the military, I'm going to be the asshole that tells him to do all the wrong things. Like, he's going to join
the Marine Corps.
Yeah, probably. He's going to be doing all the messed up things that I did when I was in, and it's like a legacy.
Right.
He will be number two junior.
God, can you imagine?
No, I don't want you reproducing.
Well, I mean, there's no law against reproduction. There's just, you know, there should be a law against stupidity, but, you know.
definitely the fact that I don't have a kid now, it's a blessing in itself.
Well, no kids that you can actually name.
That I know of.
Oh, hoo, hoo, hoo. See, I've claimed all mine, so I'm good.
Someone's going to listen to this show and be like, oh, wait, I can definitely try to get money out of number two. Hey, this is your kid. Like, how's that my kid? He's like fucking 5 years younger than me.
Well, Kelly, I know you've been coming to a lot of our meetups, and we've been doing one each month.
Yeah.
And we kind of teamed up for this next December one. You want to let people know what's going on?
Yeah, so we're going to do a veteran family or a veteran and family just basically Christmas bash here in Colorado Springs. We're going to do it at Union Station, Peak 31. And we are going to, we're just going to throw a big party for people that either don't have a place to go or don't want to be at home with the family. or families that just want to come out and have a good time. And I think, well, Disgruntled will be there, Vet Rest will be there, Heroes will be there, Chrome Peak Recording will be there. They're one of the sponsors. And then, of course, I'll be there representing MVR, and we'll be playing that night along with One Day Layaway, which is one of my favorite bands, who also has some vets in it. So, yeah, pretty well, a vet in One Day Layaway. And there's a vet in Something Like Yesterday now, but that's me. But, yeah, we're pretty stoked about all that. And just, we're ready to get the ball rolling on it. I think we're going to try to do some giveaways and some different stuff that night. So, pretty excited.
Yeah, it's, you know, I want to say, like, the biggest thing is a lot of us, since we've all been in the military, it kind of transplants us in different places of the country. We're not always close to home. We don't always have family. And I think it's awesome that we've gotten a whole bunch of veteran organizations together to kind of give the people that don't have a home for the night a place to go to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. And I, you know, and it's a blessing to be able to provide that. So I'm pretty excited that we get to do that. And, I'm excited to be a part of it. And I'm hoping that we get a really good turnout for the show. That way we can, you know, we can split those funds up and we can donate those to Heroes and Vet Rest and the charities that will be there that night. And so I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, if I lived closer, I would be there. That sounds like a lot of fun.
They make airplanes.
Oh, they do? Wow. I heard about them, but I thought it was just sorcery.
Yeah, no, you jump on one of those, come out and see us.
Wow.
I don't think number two is actually allowed in Colorado anymore after he drove me up there.
He's not allowed in Colorado, huh?
No, there's a lot of places that just don't allow me. So they kind of exiled me to just live in Jersey for a while. It's gotcha. It's like my prisons, it's like going to jail. They're like, hey man, you can either join the army or you can go to jail. I was like, well, I'm already in the army. They said, all right, just go to Jersey.
I feel like Jersey is the Australia of the United States.
Oh, it's the something of the United States, that's for sure.
Well, at least it's not Chicago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's safe to say that New York City won't let me back there for a while either.
You've got to stop running naked through the streets, dude. It never works.
It's so much fun. Actually, believe it or not, that's the one thing I haven't done yet.
Wow. I'm impressed. Well, so.
Yeah, just don't let there be, like, any trinkets around when, or, what is it, car antennas?
Car antennas. Yeah. I haven't done that in a while, but for Kelly, I used to get drunk and unscrew people's car antennas. it's like, you know when you drink and you just do that one dumb thing and like you wake up every morning and you're like, why do I always do that? Like nothing in your mind would ever, like people can go their entire life without ever thinking, oh, this would be fun to unscrew. This would be fun to do something. Like, but that's me with car antennas when I would drink.
Go ahead.
There was another time right around Christmas where we didn't have Christmas lights for our college apartment. So we went to a fraternity who did have college Christmas lights, and then they no longer had Christmas lights.
Well, see, and I used to hang out with a guy that you notice that they don't put hood ornaments on a lot of cars anymore.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of the reasons why. We would go through a parking lot after being out one night, and he would have a pocket full of them when we went back to the...
Oh man!
Yeah, I was like, "Dude, what are you doing?" He's like, "I'm collecting." I think the best one he ever did was we were in a parking lot one night, and dude was there was a I think it was a Bentley, or was it a Rolls Royce? I don't remember. But anyway, it had one of those big, gosh awful, like, you know, hood ornaments on it. And he waited until the driver got out and walked over to get who he was picking up. And he walked by and he snatched it off there as we were walking by. And I swore he was going to get caught, but they never noticed. I mean, they left and like never said a word. So, but yeah,
the nicer cars, they make them like they still have them, but they'll retract into the vehicle when you turn it off.
Right. Yeah. Now Rolls Royce does that. It retracts. And so does Cadillac, some of the others. So.
It's all because of your friend. Yeah.
Probably. Oh, he was terrible. Everywhere we went, that was a thing. So.
I feel like vets just do some really weird things.
Yeah, like, there's, like, especially when we're together drinking. Like, I can do, like, if I'm out with my civilian friends, like, I don't do half as many stupid things as I do when I'm with, like, either Chappie or just one other vet.
Well, because you know somebody's got your back when you're drinking with your vet friends.
That's right.
You know, you can get away with stuff. It's like, hold my beer, watch this. So.
Veterans Day would be the worst. Holy cow. When we were at college, the college that we went to was like number one or number two in the nation for like veteran services and everything. So we had a lot of veterans and they were organized. And we all became friends. And then on Veterans Day, we all went out to the bars together. And you're talking about 20, 30 vets in one bar. And it was just crazy.
See, and that needs to happen, but we needed like 150, 200 vets.
Yeah.
So.
I think my favorite is, I work at this bar that I'm talking about right now. We went in there and we had a Marine buddy. He's Polish and he was just a crazy motherfucker. And he got us kicked out of the bar. Even the guys that worked there, we had to leave because he took the trash can and it was a filled trash can. Like, you know, like those big gray tub trash cans.
Yeah.
Those, it was filled. He turns it over. So all the bottles and everything are all over the floor. Turns it over, steps up on it, then jumps up on top of the bar and starts dancing. That's not the type of bar that you do that at. So the owner, of course, looks at me and he's like, "You need to leave with all your friends." It's like, "Oh, please don't do this to me right now."
I feel like tonight's show is sponsored by Bad Decisions and Alcohol.
On WDVR.
There you go.
If you haven't been paying attention, this is Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR, and sponsored by Bad Decisions and a lot of alcohol.
There you go.
See, like, I don't really see it as a negative thing when we go out and just do dumb shit. I think it's just more morale building, you know?
There you go. We're boosting morale.
The big thing, though, is I feel like a lot of veterans drink, and when they drink alone, that's where things get dangerous, or, you know, they just don't drink responsibly. Like, yeah, everyone wants to get drunk, but, like, there comes a point where you gotta be like, hey, I'm an asshole when I'm drunk.
Yeah, that went through my mind last night.
See, and I'm like the loveliest person ever when I get drunk. That's why I don't get drunk.
You just want to maintain your disgruntledness.
Huh?
You want to maintain your disgruntledness.
Yes, I do want to maintain it long enough to make sure that I'm not getting myself into anything I can't get myself out of. So.
Another marriage or...
Yeah.
Well, I've, like, noticed is through the pages that we have is, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights are just, like, the worst with bids because it's, like, all the guys that are drinking by themselves. And then just, like, the dark thoughts start going through.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I've responded to a few of those folks, and they really need to stop drinking alone and either drink in a group or just not drink. Because, yeah, they get pretty dark sometimes.
And, like, for the guys that have, like, if you guys are drinking, like, technically alone... number two is my best friend, And what we started doing was we drink on Skype.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as like being together, but it's still that camaraderie. It's that still same bullshit.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like so one night I ordered pizza and I was feeding Chappie the pizza through the Skype camera. But no, the chat brings up a really good point. That is actually one of the things I look forward to, like when I do drink, and because the reality is we're split up between two coasts right now. So we jump up on a Skype and it's like we're laughing and joking around just like we were if he was in the room.
That's cool. Yeah. Technology, the wonderment of it.
Yeah.
It's also kind of detrimental to us as a society, but that's another thing for another day.
Yeah, I think it was detrimental for them to outlaw alcohol too.
Well, it's kind of like a very big catch-22 because you look at like let's bring up social media. You have like both sides of it. It's like at least for the veteran community, we have a lot of people that are now reconnecting with old friends or making new veteran making the veteran community stronger. And now it's almost like we're creating virtual VFWs and American Legions because our generations try and go there and feel outcasted. And so we're like, fuck it, let's make our own. And we do it on social media.
Right.
It's just an easy way to get a lot of people together and network and reconnect. Because that is like, we see a lot of these pictures of like the old vets and they're saying like, oh, I'd like to reconnect with my old unit. And they're using the help of social media to do that. Because when they left the war, or whatever, they, you know, one guy went back to Kansas, the other guy went to New Jersey, you know?
Yeah. And it's not like you could be like, oh, well, here's my cell phone. Just give me a text in World War II. It was like, I'll give you a carrier pigeon.
No, we actually had snail mail back then.
You hit up that BlackBerry mobile?
Yeah. Ring the bell. Everybody comes running. Hey, that's how we communicated back on the farm when I grew up. We'd be out in the field working. Grandma would come out, ring the bell, and it was time for lunch.
You better be there or you're going to get your ass whooped.
Yeah, last hog of the trough gets scratched. That's what I was told. So,
did you also have to pick your own switch?
Yep, sure did. Several times. And if you didn't do it right, and they had to pick it for you, it was probably worse. So. But yeah, we had to pick our own switch.
See, I feel like we need that kind of discipline, especially in today's army. It's horrific.
We need something.
Because, like, what I've been noticing is the army is all about paperwork now. And I could counsel a soldier a million times. I could give him every resource. But it doesn't get through their head because all they have to do is sign a piece of paper. All right, done and over with. Where if I make a guy do like 12 million push-ups until he's out of breath, he knows next time he's, you know, hey, if he's going to make me do 1,200 this time, what is he going to make me do next time? I better not fuck up.
Do you remember, Chappie, all the negative counselings I got when I got back from deployment?
Oh, God, yeah.
I would just laugh. Like, I'd sign and just laugh. Like, this is, like, another counseling.
Well, do you remember before we deployed how much I got smoked?
Yeah, you were doing a lot of push-ups. See, you didn't learn, though.
I learned I had to be funnier with my jokes.
Well, you know, guys, we got smoked for everything. I mean, there was no counseling unless you did something really stupid.
Right.
And then if you got counseling, then you were going to get restriction and you were going to get extra duty. So, you know, you either had to be incredibly in shape and just keep getting smoked for being stupid, or you were pushing a mop up at headquarters. So, either way, that's the way things work. So,
Chappie holds the ringer on this. He got smoked over the phone in front of the girl he was meeting up with.
Seriously, Chappie?
Yeah. So, It was right before we deployed, and we were at FIG. It's like this base in Pennsylvania. And technically, we weren't supposed to leave Pope, but I found a local girl, and she took me to her house. And my platoon sergeant called me up, and he's like, "Hey, Chappie, where the fuck are you?"
Why didn't you just say I'm in the bathroom?
I tried, but
to be fair, we kind of hinted that he wasn't in the bathroom.
Yeah, more or less.
You guys so suck.
More or less, my entire platoon chased me down before I left, and they all knew where I was going.
Chappie. Something I would have done, but hey, it's all good.
We all have to be a little stupid when we are privates.
I had a nickname in basic training.
You were a specialist back then.
yeah.
Well, we didn't have co-ed basic training, but we had women, they were probably still girls, but they were in a barracks across from us, across the courtyard. And there was one I kind of fancied. And so one night, in the middle of the night, I snuck out and scaled the side of the building to get into the window. And so got the nickname Spider-Man for that one. But we had these old World War II buildings, and they had these ledges that you could jump to. And I just literally scaled the building and got up there and knocked on her window, and she let me in. And then I never got caught. A couple guys did, but I never did.
That's so crazy.
See, with co-ed basic training, I've heard some really grimy stories, like going in a dumpster and getting it on.
What?
The port-a-john.
Now the back of it's 20 times fair game, but a port-a-john or a dumpster? Nah.
You've never heard of Bluefoot?
What?
So no. It's like when you're deployed and you find a chick and you come out of the port-a-john with a blue foot.
Wow. Gotcha. All right, then. Well.
And with that, you're listening to Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR. Well, hey, Kelly, before we go, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the event once again and where they can get tickets or donate?
Okay, so you're going to have to tell them where to get tickets, but they can donate. They can go online and donate to Heroes. They can donate to VetRest. They can come to the show and donate. They can hang out for the giveaways and stuff like that, listen to the bands. But it's December 23rd, day before Christmas Eve. We're going to have it at Peak 31 Union Station in Colorado Springs. So anybody that's willing to hoof it over there, we're going to have a really good time. Again, Disc Reynolds is going to be there. VetRest, Heroes, Chrome Peak Recording, One Day Layaway, Something Like Yesterday, a band yet to be determined. But yeah, there's like a whole bunch of other stuff going on, and we just wanted to throw a big party for the vets and families that are here in the Springs and the Gold Star families and people that just need somewhere to be. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you can get tickets if you go to, the Disgruntled Facebook page and go to the events, look up Vet Christmas Party. There's a ticket area where you can click on the ticket, like for sale ticket thing, and then minimum is $5, but you can give more. All the proceeds will go to Vet Star and Heroes. So minimum is $5, but you can buy a ticket for however much you want, which is pretty cool. And if you guys can, just help share. I'll be there with Al and maybe some other guys that we can scam to go to this event that aren't going home from my company or something. But yeah, it should be fun.
Sweet. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, God, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, I know Kelly's got to go after this segment, so this is Disgruntled Discussions. Actually, Kelly, you have anything else you want to say?
Just thanks, guys, for having me on. Thanks for letting me talk about what I do and what the guys do with me and stuff. And just thanks for all the support and stuff you guys have been showing. It's just great, and I'm looking forward to the future and the things we can accomplish. So, pretty excited.
It's been a pleasure having you on, and I know number two wants to talk to you.
Yeah, man, I want to thank you for what you're doing, because there's not enough guys that are out there doing what you're doing. So keep doing it, keep rocking, and after this conversation, stay out of trouble too.
I plan on it.
Maybe we should just have Kelly's call sign be Spider-Man. Then we won't have to say Kelly Pippen all the time.
Works for me.
Well, this is Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR. We'll be right back and talk about some more stuff.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio. You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
DV Radio.
Welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR. I'm Chappie, and we have some other co-host. I forget his name. He's not really important.
Looks like you're doing the show by yourself now, asshole.
No, you know I love you.
Hey, guys, I'm number two again. And we took a short break. I hope you enjoyed the music. We were just hanging out. So we did lose Kelly Pippen. He is recording and practicing for his shows. So Chappie and I are just be hanging out with you guys. We're gonna be talking about some products we're finally throwing out there. You guys were asking for more shit, so more shit's coming your way.
That reminds me, where's Hooligan?
It wasn't my turn to watch it.
This is why we need an adult.
It's funny. Like, we just lose, like we lose ourselves. Like, I completely forgot that we were recording today. And then I guess Hooligan did too. Like, we need a secretary. Like, someone that's like, hey, numbnut, like, you need to do this.
Exactly. We need, like, our phones to be like, hey, you have a meeting today. If only, a phone could do that.
I think that's coming out in the next iPhone update.
You mean like iPhone 12 million?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how much it costs. Yeah.
The last iPhone was iPhone X, and then the next one will be Z?
Probably. I think the X meant 10, though.
But do they have a 9?
No, because 7, 8, 9.
I hate you.
I know.
So what are we going to talk about? I know, yeah. What?
Do you want to let them know what kind of products you just purchased?
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have been seeing, we've been kind of teasing it in our promotions on Disgruntled Vets. is we're coming out with a beanie. It's black. I would usually wear mine all the time because I have the first one, and we're waiting for the rest to come out. But it's just got the disgruntled logo, and then underneath of it, it just says vet. Pretty simple. I accidentally wore it to PT the other day and got yelled at. But I like it.
Yeah, they look really cool. I'm really excited to get mine, especially since it's wintertime now.
Yeah. It goes perfect with the hoodie.
I got to get a new... Speaking of that, I got to get a new hoodie because one of the chicks that I was hanging out with one night decided to take it home with her the next day.
Oh, I would have killed her.
Well, you know what? I was going to, but I didn't have enough friends to try to help me find hide the body, so I decided to let her live. And I was like, you know what? If she wears it, that's just free advertising. I'll get another fucking hoodie.
So the reality is she just never called you back after the first date?
No, actually, a funny story. I'm bringing her to my Christmas party for my unit.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, so we got, I don't know if I told you the story yet on there, but we got, my unit got this brand new cadet, and he's out of, out of boot camp. And he comes up to us, and in the military community, you know, cadet, you're supposed to, you can either call him, like, sir or ma'am, mister or missus, or you can call him cadet. So he comes up to me, we're standing in formation, he comes up to me, he's like, hey, I was looking for you, and I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, what do you need, man? Like, just complete no customs and courtesies. And he's like, so are you bringing anyone to the Christmas party? I was like, yeah, dude, if I don't, I have to show up early and I have to deal with detail. So what the fuck do you think? Of course I'm bringing someone. He's like, who are you bringing? I was like, do you want a name? And he's like, no, how many people? I said, oh. I said, one. I said, don't ask me for a name because I don't have one yet. But if you do need one, just put her on your bimbo. So, well, yeah, so I'm bringing this chick, and I didn't really have the heart to tell her that I'm only bringing her just so I can get out of doing work and leave early.
Well, I'm surprised you're not bringing that Asian chick again for, like, the third year in a row.
Oh, no, I can't bring her because she's in my unit now.
Oh, fuck, I forgot she joined.
Yeah. Yeah, she fucking... We brought her to one Christmas party, and then she joins the fucking military.
Oh, man.
I think it's because we got drunk and told her this is what every drill is like.
Yeah. Yeah. We're bad influences.
Yeah, we just... We need to really reevaluate our lives.
Yeah, we do. Well, actually, I'm doing good. I have Al. He keeps me in line.
Yeah, yeah. That was your... You lucked out finding that one.
Yeah. I did. He's cute. He's been angry lately.
Living with you, I'd be angry all the time, too.
So, oh, fucking, dude, I can't stand, I know I was a cadet, but I just can't stand them. We had cadets join us in Germany, and they were from West Point, and the first one sucked. The first one just, like, had this thing, like, basically an officer, I'm better than you. And I'm like, dude, might not be an officer, but I've been to Afghanistan, I've fucking done all this crazy shit, like, when I was in Afghanistan, I'm pretty sure you were in middle school.
Well, that's just it, man. They come into... Oh, by the way, shout out to the Army for winning the fucking Army-Navy game.
Oh, yeah.
But they come into these units with these big chips on their shoulder because, like, they get talked up in their cadet command saying, oh, man, like, we're going to go to these units. You're going to be the big dogs. You're going to be working under the captain, this and that. And then they come, they actually see what we're like, and they're like, oh, God, who are these people?
I just keep on telling them all to get out.
Well, it actually depresses me. Like, their military careers haven't even started yet. And they have no clue what they're getting themselves into. And I'm like, dude, I'm ETSing. I'm good to go. I'm done.
Well, you know what I just find funny is, like, every time you get a good officer... They're like, fuck this shit and get out. You know, it's very rare to have, like, good officers. And then by the time that they hit, like, lieutenant colonel, you have the dumbest, motherfucker in charge.
Yeah, the ones that usually the good ones, if they don't stay in, they get relocated too. Like I've been in the past year, I've gone through three platoon leaders in my platoon.
Damn. Yeah, we're getting a new one in, I think, January or something. And you remember our lieutenant when we were in Afghanistan, how at first we didn't like him?
Oh, yeah, he was a douche.
Yeah. Well, that's how ours was. He was just very quiet, kind of like in his bubble, kind of nerdy kind of guy. And then we just kind of broke him.
Well, ours walked in with a chip on his shoulder because he was air assault.
Yeah.
Airborne, whatever he was. And then we finally like got to the point where, because he kept bringing it up, we finally got to the point where, like, sir, nobody fucking cares. Then he ended up liking us.
Well, then we became third herd and started saluting him with horns instead of a regular salute.
The first time we did that, he would drop us every time. And then he finally just started to embrace that we're not your typical army unit. We have no customs and currencies, and
we get the job done.
We get the job done, but, you know, we probably just need you to, you know, bail us out a lot of times for the stupid shit that we do.
Were you with me when we were at Shank and we were walking down that road, and it must have been like four of us, and there's a dude walking all by himself, which is pretty weird. Like, usually people walk around in like twos, and we're looking at his rank, and I couldn't tell if he was just a really old specialist or a lieutenant colonel.
Was he fat?
No. You must have not been there, but I'm looking, and we're like maybe a step away, and I'm like, shit, that was Lieutenant Colonel and saluted, and the guy just like went off on us.
Well, we didn't really have to salute in Shank.
Well, apparently this guy wanted to be saluted.
Yeah, because he left his fucking tent for the first time.
Riddle me this one, Batman. Why the fuck did we have to wear reflective belts on a blackout fob?
It's a blackout fob, so you don't, like, once the sun goes down, you don't use flashlights or anything. And they're trying to, like, you don't even drive with lights on if you're moving a vehicle, and they're trying to put reflective belts on us. And we're like, nah, dude. Because when we moved to Bagram Air Force Base, they tried to do the same thing, tell us to put fucking PT belts on everywhere we went. That was during the time of the war where they stopped doing that because someone realized it was stupid.
All right, this is how I think they come up with ideas. In the talk, there's a monkey with a wheel. And on the wheel, there's just really bad ideas. The monkey spins the wheel, and then they go, bam, that's what we're going to do today. We're gonna
I thought the monkey would shit in its hand and throw the poop after the idea board.
Yeah, yeah. I like that a little bit more.
Fucking stupid. I would avoid being in the talk because I walked in there every time. And they would bitch at us for not doing our work or not working hard enough, but the guy's got his boots off on putting his feet up on the desk, bitching at us. And then I would just hear these stupid ideas like, oh, because we were tearing down a lot of buildings when we were there. They were like, oh, well, what if we just ram the bulldozer in as hard as we can and just go out the other side? They're like, no.
I'm pretty sure I heard, let's get a helicopter, fling load it while it's burning, and put it in the burn pit.
It's stupid. Just stupid shit. Like, that's why, like, I would do my best to not go there. And so every time that I had to go to the talk, I made sure that I was loud and obnoxious. That way they're like, just stop sending number two. Like, we're done with him.
Well, remember when they stopped letting me do CQ duty?
Oh, yeah.
Because I would go into the talk during CQ, and I would just take pictures of all the documentation. Oh, shit, this could get me in trouble. Ah, fuck it. I would take picture of, like, all the timelines of, like, when we're supposed to be doing stuff, like, when the PT test is, like, all this crazy shit. And then I was no longer allowed to do it anymore.
Well, they yelled at me because I walked in. And I was on CQ duty all week, and I walked in and I saw popcorn, but I didn't see a microwave. So I was like, "What the fuck kind of talk doesn't have a microwave?" And then I got yelled at by our master sergeant. He was like, "You're really disrespectful. You're a piece of shit." I was like, smiling. I was like, "I know." Just not a good soldier.
Well, you know what it is. It's E4s win wars.
That's
honestly.
Right.
Like, yeah, sergeants and all that kind of stuff keep you in line. But when it comes down to it, when you need something, who do you go to?
An E4. Always C4. That was you and me, dude. Anytime they needed something, like if gear went missing, they would just be like, "Oh, man, I can't believe this fucking our loading chains are missing." And I'd be like, "Oh, yep, give me 10 minutes. And I'd walk back with fucking all these different chains and binders and all these things. They're like, "Where did you find this?" I was like, "Don't ask."
Well, that was like, there was this Humvee. It came back, like, off the train completely stripped. There was no sidewalls. There was no nothing. There was no, like, the pop-off doors. Like, not even the frickin' cover for on top. So we couldn't drive it with people in the back because it was one of the troop carrier ones.
Oh, yeah.
And we were tired of walking to the motor pool all the time. So me and another E4 went to another motor pool, and then all of a sudden our Humvee's up.
Dude, I think the military does it to themselves with us. Like, they know that we're going to do these dumb things because we're in, like, that limbo. We're not a private and we're not a non-commissioned officer. So, like, we know, like, what we can get away with and what we can't. And they don't do anything about it. Like, in World War II, the E4, like, they had specialists of this, like, technician that, like, where you actually were valuable. Now, like, the E4 is just good at doing whatever an E4 does.
Yeah. I always tell new lieutenants, I was like, if you're going to be nice to anyone, be nice to your E4s.
Yeah.
Because one day, you're going to need them. And you're not going to want to know why it gets fixed, but it will get fixed.
Yeah, like, and like, it's funny, like, across the military, like, every E4 is the same. And there's no, like, manual of how to be an E4. There's no, like, "Oh, this is what you should and shouldn't do." It's like the unspoken, like, code. Like, as soon as you get that shield pinned on you, like, you earn, in, like, that knowledge.
Yeah. But, alright, so there's, like, there's the good sham shield, and then there's, like, the bad sham shield. There's, like, the bad...
Do you remember the E4s when we got back from deployment, that first unit, our HHC unit?
Yeah.
We had to teach them how to be E4s. They were like, "Man, why do we always get caught up doing dumb shit?" I was like, "Because you're hanging around with your hands in your pocket at the fucking, in the common area. Like, go hide. Do something. Go sit down."
Yeah, or like, circle up and one of you pretend like you're talking and giving a class. And then they call you up and they're like, "Oh, sorry, I'm running a class here. Can't do it."
Well, we were supposed to be doing some kind of like hip pocket training. And it was with my platoon, so we just ended up just sitting there bullshitting about deployment and this and that to all the guys who haven't been deployed. And all of a sudden our officers start walking by, like they're looking at us, like beelining towards us. But throughout the entire our entire like bullshit conversation, I was lining up rocks in a straight line to like simulate like a sand table convoy. So our sergeant goes, "Oh, and like if you see what this guy's doing right now," and he goes right down and he starts showing me on the rocks. He's like, "Dude, that was a good call." I was like, "Dude, I'm an E4. It's what I do."
Oh, hey, did you read about
how apparently Iraq is confirming that the war on ISIS is over.
Really?
Yeah. They're saying that by year's end, the war on ISIS is over.
I thought they were unstoppable and they're going to be the biggest, best thing ever and take over the United States and win and all that.
See, that's what I thought. I was waiting for ISIS to start, like, knocking at my door and being like, hey, I'm here. I'm taking over your country now.
Honestly, I felt kind of left out. Like, they were targeting all these other veteran pages, and they didn't even want to target us.
Well, that's false. They always tried buying our page.
Well, yeah, they tried to buy it, but I don't... Your fucking money doesn't do me any good.
No, I want a battleship. I want an island and a submarine.
They're persistent.
Yeah.
They're really persistent.
What's really funny now is we're getting, like, actual marketers that want to buy our page, and I try and do the same thing that what we were saying to ISIS, and they get, like, really offended.
Yeah, they they're actually legitimately trying to, like, buy our page to market it better or whatever, and we just fuck them. Like, oh, yeah, no, like, you know, we'll sell the page for your, we want to, I can't even think of anything now.
Your first unborn child.
Yeah, your first unborn child, and they're like, we're being serious here.
Like, I'm like, are we?
So are we. Ball's in your court now.
What? We just want a battleship and name it USS Disgruntled.
Well, we had one guy, we were stringing him along for a long time just saying, like, oh yeah, we want this, we want that. And he's like, all right, well, when you're ready to be serious, you can message me. I was like, okay, now, and I'm serious now. He's like, okay, so name your price. And then I just started saying, oh, I want X amount of money, and I want, you know, I think we finally decided that we wanted a compound in Iraq that was every guard post was guarded by pigs.
Man, could you imagine if we had a compound in Iraq and we were just, like, allowed to go defeat ISIS with it?
That'd be fun. There were times when I thought about, like, dropping out of school and just going to fight ISIS.
You know, I think about dropping out of the army and going to fight ISIS.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
You know, I feel like if I was a contractor, I'd have a better chance of going to war than I would in the army.
Oh, the contractors are fighting our war anyway.
Yeah. That's the shit that fucking kills me, is we spend, like, how much on a contractor? Like, you saw all the contractors in Afghanistan. Now, granted, I'm not going to say all contractors are bad. There were some good ones, like the guy that fueled us up.
But, like, there were a lot of ones that were just, like, chilling on that big Air Force base. Like, they would, like, when it was, they had the serpent turf night, and they had, like, 20 lobsters on their fucking plate. Like, dude, yeah. you're just here collecting your paycheck. Like, what do you actually do?
And you know they're getting paid, like, at least 100K.
Yeah.
100K, and I'm lucky if I make, like, 30.
Yeah.
What, remember we did the math when we were in Afghanistan, and it was, like, $2.35 an hour?
I thought it was less than that.
No, with BAH, it was $2.35.
That's the one thing I miss. I miss BAH.
Yeah, so do I. I don't get it yet, even though I've been married since August.
Well, you still, even when they start paying it, they still won't give it to you because it's going right to your wife.
Yeah, thank God it's going to her because she is better with money than I am. So, if you didn't know, you are listening to Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR. You're listening to Chappie and Number 2 talk about bullshit. Tonight, sponsored by Alcohol and Bad Decisions.
You didn't tell them, you forgot to tell them about the t-shirt, and I'm not.
Oh, yes. So we're coming out with an awesome new t-shirt. Actually, we're going to buy it tomorrow. Or Monday, because tomorrow is Thursday when you guys are listening to it. And it's pretty badass. It's a skull that is draped in like the red, white, and blue. And then it's got our little logo on the sleeve. It's probably our coolest shirt that we've ever made.
Yeah, so we'll have our flagship t-shirt, then we'll have the other t-shirt, the new one, our beanie, our pint glass, our window decals.
And our flag.
And the flag, the wooden flag, that you can find on mydvstore.com.
Yep. And the flags are made by U.S. Veteran Woodworks. They're a veteran-owned company based out of Colorado Springs. Find them on Facebook. Zach is super cool, and he's actually, like, my friend. I will call him my friend.
You can be my friend. But, yeah, so look at our products. When you're at mydvstore.com, you can also go to dvfarm.org and donate to MyDVFarm, or the DV Farm, not MyDVFarm. You can donate to the DV Farm and help out all those all the homeless veterans that they're bringing in. DV6 is busting his balls down there, helping them out. Can really use any kind of help that you can provide.
Oh, talking about t-shirts, our friend from PTS Dog is coming out with theirs, right?
Yeah, if it's not out yet, it will be.
They on the 15th.
What's that?
On the 15th.
That's right. He's got a really cool shirt that apparently offends some communities, but whatever.
Wait, what do you mean? I want to hear this.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into too much of his business on the show, but
okay.
They do have an incredible t-shirt out there, advertising, the PTS dog and, the service dog community. Because that's something that's important. People, don't know how to react when they see a fucking PTS or a fucking service dog, you know, walking around. They apparently lose their fucking minds.
And think it's a goddamn unicorn.
Think it's a goddamn unicorn. But, yeah, so they're releasing their shirt. We're very excited about it. I'm gonna get mine. I don't have a service dog, but that's a fucking cool shirt.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be getting one. They look pretty cool, and it's not black. Actually, I don't think white would look good on me because I'm really messy.
Yeah, no, you'd ruin that shirt.
So I'll give it to Owl.
Yeah, no, she takes better care of things.
Yes, she does. Well, number two, I think it's coming up on that time.
Yep, I gotta stop being a fucking idiot and do my homework.
Yes, and I have to go have some dinner with the lovely wife. But just before we go, do you have anything to say, number two?
No, just check out the MyDV store. Check out dvfarm.org. Check out Kelly Pippen. Check out his information. It'll all be in the description when you click on the link. And obviously, PTS Dog, buy his new shirt. It's fucking sick.
Yep. I have a few shout outs. Unconventional Vet Spouse, my wife, Al, runs it, and she's really trying to help create an environment that is not filled with dependas. She's constantly banning people that are dependa status. And, you know, she's looking for the wives that actually give a fuck about not only their community, but helping veterans. And, another huge shout out is to Kelly Pippen, obviously, and his band and Vet Star. And, don't forget to come out on December 23rd. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, we're having this awesome event. It's part of our, monthly meetups. And it's $5 donation at the door, or you can go online and donate more and get tickets. And of course, U.S. Veteran Woodworks, they make awesome wooden flags. They're made by a veteran, all handmade. and the dude is sick at fucking art. He says he's not an artist, but he's pretty damn good. And so that's our show for tonight. No, it's a little different since we don't have our most hated MP Hooligan here tonight and Jekyll, but hopefully you enjoyed the show. Please go to Disgruntled Discussions on Facebook. Give us a like. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear about, what you want us to rant about, what you want to news or whatever. Or even if you just want to hear more dumb stories of us drinking. Yes, also follow our Facebook page, Disgruntled Vets. Go to our website, disgruntledvets.net. And yeah, that's our show. This is Chappie.
This is number 2 of signing off.
Yes. This is Disgruntled Discussions, powered by WDVR on DVRadio.net.
DVRadio.